I'm Marcela Sanchez with an AP News Minute. Israel says it will reopen the Rafah crossing, Gaza's border with Egypt, in both directions over the weekend. This will allow Palestinians to enter and leave the territory after nearly 2 years of closure. President Trump says he'll nominate former Federal Reserve official Kevin Warsh to be the next chair of the Fed. This will likely result in changes to the agency that could bring it closer to the White House and reduce its longtime independence from day-to-day politics. Warsh would replace current chair Jerome Powell when his term expires in May. Former Illinois Sheriff's Deputy Sean Grayson was sentenced to 20 years in prison for fatally shooting Sonia Massey, a Black woman who had dialed 911 in 2024 to report a possible prowler outside her home in Springfield. The National Weather Service says Arctic air moving into the southeast will cause already frigid temperatures to plummet into the teens tonight in cities like Nashville. I'm Marcela Sanchez.